Well, good morning. Sure, it's good to be here at the Lighthouse Baptist Church today, and Jeanette and I, and looking forward to see what God's going to do. Amen. I've seen God do some wonderful things this year, and in spite of me, and God just bless and bless and bless, and I'm looking for Him to bless here too at the Lighthouse Baptist Church this week. And let me call your attention to the book of the book of Psalms 139. Pray for my throat. I felt good until I stepped up on the platform. And the devil's you know, he's something else, isn't he? I tell you, he just tries to mess up everything, but we're not going to let him mess up nothing, are we? And Psalms 139 is one of my favorite psalms. And if you look into the Intercessor Prayer Bible, I talk about Psalms 139 quite a bit. There's a lot there. And I really devoted a lot of time to Psalms 139 there in that Bible. But let's look together. I'm going to read verse 1, and then I'll have prayer, and then we'll get right into the psalm. Psalm 139, verse 1, the Bible says, O Lord, I like how he starts out, O Lord, thou hast searched me. Convicting. That's very convicting right there. Amen. To know that God has searched us, every one of us. Amen. Not just the psalmist. And thou hast searched me and he known me. That's what the psalmist said. And, you know, when I read that the first time many, 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 many years ago, he convicted me to know that God himself has searched my heart and my mind and my soul, and he knows me, and he knows you. Is that convicting? It's convicting. Let's pray. Father, I am so thankful for the opportunity to be here at Lighthouse Baptist Church, a group of people that I learned to love many years ago. And Father, I want to be used today and throughout the week. I would love to see revival break loose here this week and souls saved and your people is restored back to you. And Lord, I'm going to hang my hands. I'm going to try to stay out of the way and just say what you would have me to say and get out of the way and watch you work. Thank you again. Sure love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Look in verse 1 again. And we're going to just read down through the psalm. Is that okay? We're going to just take each verse, and I'm going to bring out some golden nuggets in each verse, and I hope it will be a blessing to you. But I have a question for you, and I've added a word to my question. Used to, I would just say, have you talked to the Father today? But now I added a word a few weeks ago. Brethren, have you talked to the Father today? Have you communed with him today? Have you talked to him, and have you allowed him to talk back to you, and have you listened to what he said back to you? That's very important. That's very important to this week's meeting. If we're not talking to God, if we're not in fellowship with God, if we don't have that fellowship with him on a daily basis, we might as well forget having revival. But if we have that relationship with the Lord, and we walk in worthy of him, and we do that on a daily basis, let me tell you, the sky's the limit of what God can do here this week. Look in verse, I want to just emphasize again, God has searched you. He has searched you this morning. He knows everything about you. He is the all-knowing one. Amen. And to know that God knows Benny Beckham, every corner, everything about me. I cannot hide nothing from him. And he's going to let us know in this psalm exactly what he knows about, what he knew about David and what he knows about us. And look in verse 2, it just starts, it says, "Thou knowest my down settings." Let's stop there. You know, I'm traveling all over, and God has blessed Brother Beckham and Sister Jeanette in a wonderful way. Blessed me 23 years in the intercessor ministry, 58 years of preaching, and God has really helped me with a lot of down settings. How many of you have ever had a down setting? Down, I mean, just rock bottom. You can see the snake belly crawling over you. Have you ever been that low? Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a super duper guy. I'm just an old guy that God has blessed and helped through many, many down settings. And if you know him, he's going to help you too. If you allow him, if you'll get out of the way, if you'll let him do what he wants you to do, because he wants to love you and he wants to bless you. Amen. He knows our down settings. There's not a down setting that he's not concerned about. You say, "Well, my low down setting." Listen, there's not a down setting that you may be going through this morning that God is not concerned about. He's a loving father. He's a caring father. Amen. And he wants to help you, and he wants to help me. But there are some things that we have to do before he can help us. And one of them is get out of the way. The second thing is just give that down setting to him and hang your hands. Take your hands off of it and allow God to put his hand on it, because I'm telling you, his hand's big, and he can take care of whether it's small, medium, or large. God, my Father, your Father, can take care of that. And notice what else it says. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Understandest my thought? Oh, my. You mean to tell me God knows my thoughts? Let me ask you a question. Would you like for God to throw up your thoughts right up there on that screen right now? Oh, no. No, Brother Bam, I wouldn't want that. Well, think about it. He knows them. He is all-knowing, right? He knows them, and he could, but you don't want him to. And I have to be honest, I really don't want him to either. Just little thoughts that might be going through your mind right now. Sitting in the house of God, going through your mind right now. Thoughts. You know, our thoughts should be bringing glory to God all the time, shouldn't they? Think about it. Convicting. Look in verse 3. We're not adding to anything. We're just kind of going through the scripture. The Bible says, "Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with my ways." Have you ever went to bed? Now, I'd love for you to help me preach. I ask people to talk to me in different things, you know. And it's okay for you to say amen. It's okay for you to come to the altar. It's okay. You won't bother me because I have seen it all. Amen. I even had a man stand one night and tell me that he was perfect. I hadn't been preaching 10 minutes. And I was talking about there's no one perfect. And he stood up and he said, "Brother Beckham, I want you to know I'm perfect." What do you do in that situation? Yes, sir. You can have a seat now. Amen. Yeah. But you know, he walked out that night and he said to me, he said, Brother Beckham, I found out tonight I wasn't perfect. I said, "Well, I could have told you that before you stood." Yeah. But have you ever went to bed at night and tumbled? He knows all about that too. My lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. You know, if I want to sleep well tonight, I'm going to have to do some things. I'm going to have to make sure that I'm in a relationship with Him today, that I am walking worthy of Him. I'm walking all pleasing to Him. Bible doesn't just say pleasing. It says all pleasing. It says worthy. Or let me just ask you right now, are you doing that? Are you doing that? Because this psalm here gets a little harder. It gets closer and closer to our heart here and as we go down through here. Look in verse 4. It says, "For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether." Oh, my soul. Brother Beckham, are you telling me that God knows every word in my tongue, even before I speak it? He does. Amen. That's the reason why we need to be careful. I love to study words. You know, words are powerful. Words can tear down. Words can build up. Words can love. Words can hate. And God knows. And before you say some words, it might be best to just say, "Father, thank you. Thank you for convicting me about that word." That's right. It won't bring glory to you. Forgive me. You know, that's the way I walk through life. Have I always been that way? No. I wish I could report to you that I have been that way all my adult life, all my Christian life, but I can't. I can't. Because I have blurted out words that I shouldn't have said. I blurted out words before that I should not have allowed to come out of my mouth because it didn't bring glory to God. And I had to get upon my knees and I had to say, "Father, forgive me for that word. That word hurts someone. That word didn't glorify you. Forgive me." And throughout the day, you may have to do that. You may have to do that right now as you're listening, because it will help you to get what God is trying to give you this morning. By being honest, I said to a church the other night, I said, "Listen, church, you know what we need in our churches? really more than we do revival, but it will bring revival if we do it. Honesty, preacher, honesty. Honesty with ourselves and honesty with God. Because he knows it's there. It's in there. And that little tongue is powerful. It really is. It's set on fire of hell, the Bible says. It's powerful. And so right now, just ask yourself, Father, I came in this morning really as a needy person, and I really need for you to forgive me for that word I said to my wife, or that way I dealt with my children, or I dealt with my employer, or my school teacher, my professor at college. Father, forgive me. Yeah. Because let me tell you, if we are not honest with these verses so far, do you know that you can't have a real relationship with God? If I regard iniquity in my heart, if I'm unwilling to repent of it, if I'm unwilling to give it to God, if I'm unwilling to let him clean me up, the Lord won't hear me. I was given some very important prayer requests just this past week. I must keep myself clean, Pastor. I must keep myself in line with God. I must have that relationship, or I won't be able to pray for my brothers and sisters. And my brother's children is out there in the world, and they're not living for God right now. Let me tell you, if I do not do what God wants me to do, I can't even pray for them. And you can't either. If you're not in line with God this morning, think about others. Think about others. Don't think about yourself so much. Think about others. I want to be able to pray. Just met a preacher just a few months ago. He was in the hospital. They didn't know what was wrong with him. He said, Brother Beckham, I just met you, but would you pray for me? He lived just a month or so, and the Lord called him home. What if Brother Beckham allowed my downsettings and my uprisings and all this stuff? What if I would have allowed that stuff to mess me up? I would have let my brother down. Had a great church. His son is now pastoring there. It's not about us. It's about our brothers and sisters. Amen? Yes, sir. Now, look at verse 5. And by the way, do you know that it takes the down settings to grow us and to mature us and grow us in the grace of God? Do you know that it's the down settings that does that? Well, I wish I didn't have to go through this. I didn't enjoy losing Diane. I didn't. But it helped me preach. I wouldn't be where I'm at. It had not been for that trial. I believe it with all my heart. I would have never met you, more likely. I would have never met this church. But when I look back upon those years, oh my, I just say glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, I just got done with a new book on the awareness of God, the consciousness of God. And it's changed my life to know that God is with me 24/7. He's right here. He's watching me. He's listening to me. He's right there. He's sitting right there. He's right there by you. More than that, he's inside of you if you're saved. You are the temple of God. And he is in your temple. What is he seeing? What is he hearing? Is it glorifying God? You say, no, preacher. Well, what are you going to do with it? Let me tell you what to do with it. Give it to him. Let's use the pews or the seats, or let's use the altar this morning and this week and just give it to God. Now, look in verse 6. After the psalmist said all that he has said here, he said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Such knowledge. You mean, David, are you talking about the down settings? You're not just talking about the uprisings? Are you talking about God knowing what's in your tongue? Are you... That's wonderful, David. That's what he said. It's wonderful. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. I cannot understand it. It's wonderful. I can't explain God to you. But I'll tell you what, he's wonderful. His ways are wonderful. And I'll say it again, Brother Benny would not be here today if it wasn't for all of the workings of God in my life. Amen. And then it says in verse 7, he says, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? He said, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both light to thee. What is he saying? He is saying, I can't go nowhere that God's not there. I believe Paul thought of that when he said in his writings, pray always, pray everywhere, pray and not faint, pray without ceasing. What did the Apostle Paul have in mind? He might have read that out of the Old Testament books. I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. You can't go nowhere. You can't get away from God. You can't hide. So if those scriptures are true, that means that we are to talk to him. all the time. Now, people look at me odd there. That's okay. I am odd. But let me ask you something. Can you relate to what David is talking about here? Does your when you are behind closed doors, does your life still bring glory to God? Are you the same here as you are on the job? Until the local church gets right with God, we will never see revival. Local, natural, world, we will never see it. It's got to start with us. Amen? It's got to start with us. And that's my prayer for this week. It's my prayer every week of my life. I am so tired of meetings, Pastor Dunlop. I'm just tired of having a meeting. But we can have revival if we just recognize the truths of this psalm. David says, "You're everywhere, God." But I want you to go down to verse 23. Here's the key to Psalms 139. He kind of sums it up. Can I ask you, are you willing to say these words this week, this morning? I know the context of Psalms 139. But if we can't get something out of 139, we might as well just burn the Bibles. One man said to me, "That's written to David, that's not written to me." That's something that David did. I said, "Sir, that's something we need to do too. The scriptures are profitable for us too. If they are not, then we might as well just take them out there and burn them and forget it. Lot with the words of the church. But if we are willing to do what David is doing, what David did here, he said, "Search me, O God." We already know he knows our heart. He says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and know my faults. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me into the way everlasting." Are we willing to do that? Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, young people. Are we willing to do that this morning, that Lighthouse Baptist Church might or will have revival? Amen. Does Lighthouse Baptist Church need revival? We need revival. And even after Jeanette and I left here, we still feel a part of this church. It would be the greatest thing in my life this year to see revival break out right here at Lighthouse Baptist Church. Souls getting saved, people getting right with the Lord. Amen. That's why I'm here. I was excited when I realized it's here. I was going to get on a plane yesterday and come here to preach to you. But not just to preach to you. I have learned in the last, probably a year or two now, I have learned that I need to not only preach to you and all these churches that I go into, but I have learned to preach to me. If you ever see Brother Beckham stand back, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting out of the pulpit and I'm talking to me. I have actually went to the altar during my own preaching. Prayed 30 minutes one night, right in the middle of the sermon. No one left. That's what God told me to do. I got under conviction. I was a naughty boy that day. Had an electrician working in the intercessor office, and he wasn't a nice man. And I wasn't nice to him. And I was trying to preach that night with that in my heart. And the Lord said, Benny, just shut your notebook, shut your Bible, and let you and I talk down there. Oh, okay, God. But boy, when I got up from there, it was as different as night as day. I was doing it in the flesh that first 10 minutes or so. But the last half of that sermon, my heart was right. Amen? How about you? Here you are in the house of God, hearing the scripture read, explained in a very simple way. I've learned that too. And so, what are we going to do with that? Did you hear that? What are we going to do with that? It's important for me to follow the Lord too, but it's important for you. You may be sitting there right now and the Holy Spirit is talking to you about that down setting, maybe that upright, maybe that tumbling in the bed, maybe, you know, he's talking to you about it right now. What are you doing? I know it's Sunday school, but that's a very important message. What are you going to do with it? I don't see a clock, preacher. Is it? Okay, there's a clock right there. 10:37. I go to 10:45. Can I do this, Pastor? Whatever I want. Okay. Why don't we do this in the next few moments? If our pianist would come, there she is. And would you help me with this? I'm sure I'm not the only one that needs to talk to the Father a little bit. You know, going into the morning service this morning, right with him, he's using the Sunday school to get us right to go into the worship service. Wouldn't it be wonderful to bring glory to God right now and just respond to whatever the Lord telling you to do? Right now, we got just a few moments. I'm going to ask the pianist to play. Ask you to stand.